At 3:47 a.m. Pacific time this morning, SpaceX launched another Falcon 9 mission from Vandenberg Space Force Base, carrying 21 standard Starlink satellites alongside two Starshield satellites destined for Pentagon networks. This marks the continued expansion of what's becoming a substantial military satellite constellation.
The Starshield program represents a shift in how the military thinks about space-based communications and intelligence. Unlike the civilian Starlink network, Starshield satellites are hardened against electronic warfare, encrypted end-to-end, and designed to operate in contested environments. The Pentagon has committed over $12 billion to this program through 2028.
What makes this particular launch significant is its timing with NATO's Arctic operations. Yesterday, the alliance simultaneously activated two new northern capabilities, an uncrewed maritime drone fleet, and a new Sweden-led battle group stationed in Finland. These aren't coincidental deployments.
The Arctic is becoming the new front line of great power competition. As ice melts and shipping routes open, we're seeing unprecedented military positioning. Russia has been fortifying its Arctic bases for years, and China, despite having no Arctic territory, declared itself a near-Arctic state and has been investing heavily in icebreaker ships and Arctic research stations.
The drone fleet is particularly interesting from a technical standpoint. These are autonomous maritime systems capable of operating under ice for extended periods, gathering intelligence on submarine movements and surface shipping. The fact that NATO is deploying them now suggests intelligence about increased Russian submarine activity in Arctic waters.
From an economic perspective, this militarization comes with a substantial price tag. The U.S. Arctic Strategy document released last month allocated $47 billion over 5 years for northern defense infrastructure. That's creating opportunities for defense contractors, but also raising questions about budget priorities as domestic programs face cuts.
The Sweden-led battle group stationed in Finland is strategically positioned. Finland's 830-mile border with Russia makes it NATO's longest frontier with Russian territory. Having Swedish forces lead this deployment is diplomatically shrewd. It demonstrates Nordic solidarity while avoiding the appearance of aggressive U.S. positioning.
But let's talk about the economic implications of this militarization. The defense spending surge is benefiting companies like Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, and General Dynamics, but it's also driving inflation in certain sectors. Specialized Arctic equipment, cold weather gear, and northern logistics capabilities are seeing price increases of 15 to 25% year over year.
The space component adds another dimension. Having secure military communications satellites becomes critical when you're operating in remote Arctic locations where traditional communications infrastructure doesn't exist. The Starshield satellites launched this morning will eventually provide coverage over polar regions where geostationary satellites can't reach effectively.
This also fits into broader supply chain considerations. If Arctic shipping routes become militarily contested, it could disrupt global logistics. The Northern Sea Route along Russia's coast cuts shipping time between Europe and Asia by up to 40% compared to the Suez Canal route.
Which brings us to a related development: Ukraine's continued attacks on Russian shipping. This week, Ukrainian forces targeted cargo ships in the Sea of Azov and claimed responsibility for a drone attack at a Romanian port. These operations demonstrate how maritime warfare is evolving beyond traditional naval battles.
The Romanian port attack is particularly concerning from a NATO perspective. Romania is a member nation, and any attack on its infrastructure, even if conducted by an ally, raises questions about escalation and collective defense obligations. The Biden administration reportedly urged Ukraine to coordinate such operations more closely with alliance partners.
The Sea of Azov attacks targeted vessels suspected of carrying military supplies to Russian forces. But the broader strategic goal appears to be economic, disrupting Russia's ability to export grain and other commodities that fund the war effort. It's economic warfare conducted through military means.
These developments collectively represent a fundamental shift in how conflicts are conducted. Space-based assets, Arctic positioning, and maritime interdiction campaigns weren't major features of conflicts even a decade ago. Now, they're central to great power competition.